September. The next show we'll do together, Ross will be on. It'll be, you know, week one of the NFL season. Right. So close. 803-0550 is the number. Just talking to Sal about the Buccaneers a little bit. They're the Bills' third and final preseason opponent coming up on Saturday night. And Sal brought up some of the history with the Bucs. I got to think that overtime game that the Bills lost in Tampa was really a great game. That was a classic. The big Fournette run, wasn't it? Or was it? It was someone else. Was it Fournette who ended that game with the long? No, it wasn't. It was Perryman. Fournette had a long one to start the scoring in that game, and it was Brady to Breshad Perryman in overtime for the Bucs that day. Not a lot of big games over the years between these two teams, but that was probably, maybe easily, the best. The Bills are 1.5-point favorites in their opener against the Ravens, and the Bucs are the same 1.5-point favorites in their week one game at Atlanta. Interesting that they'd be favored there. What do you want to do with that? Tampa Bay minus 1.5 at Atlanta. It might be the highest total of the opening week. No, it's not. 47.5. Wow, Baltimore-Buffalo is 51.5. I did not realize that. That's a pretty high number. There's a 49.5 Detroit and Green Bay, and those are the top two. Steelers, Jets, 38.5. That's the range. 51.5 Ravens, Bills. Bills by 1.5, so 26.5 to 25. That's right at what the playoff game was. Basically, the market for this one, week one, is basically identical to what the playoff game was, right at it. Survivor is coming. Oh boy. I mean, that's, again, referring to the next time Bulldog and I are in here together. There'll be picks, there'll be Survivor, there'll be fantasy lineups, not just drafts anymore, but lineups. In fact, I think that night is our draft with Paul Hamilton. It might be that night. Very exciting times. Week one Survivor. You know the drill here. You're picking one, let's just make it winner as opposed to loser, but they have those two, loser pools. You're picking one winner each week, no spread. And here are your top candidates for week one, because you know you want to know this. You want to be thinking about this right now. It would be Denver minus 7.5 at home against Tennessee. Philadelphia in the Thursday night opener minus 7 against Dallas. Washington is a 6-point favorite against the Giants. Arizona is a 6-point favorite at the Saints. Saints getting no respect. Doesn't surprise me. And so those are your top four spreads, and those aren't even that high. Cincinnati, week one is always precarious because nobody knows anything yet, as opposed to the other weeks where we're all very capable of predicting NFL games. Cincinnati at Cleveland is minus 5.5. Those are your top five favorites in week one. I think because 7.5 is the smallest number there, nobody's going to be really chalky. Like, there isn't one. If there were one 14-point New Orleans at Kansas City or something like that in week one, where that would probably be a double-digit spread, that's a Survivor pick I think you want to avoid, because too many people in your league will pick the Chiefs in that hypothetical. So you want to avoid that. I love Survivor pools, but I almost never am in one because I don't want to play against people that have like five entries or, you know, people who are working together, which is, I mean, almost impossible to prevent. But when you have that, you know, you sort of build a little consortium within the pool and you've got two or even more than two people sort of making sure they don't pick the same teams. It's kind of working as a team. And I just would not want to try to, I do not want to try to beat that, you know, and win Survivor pools as a solo artist. And in some of these, you do get the right to, you know, have numerous teams, and you can just do the same thing on your own. Just pick I got five games here, 5.5 and up. I have five entries. I'll just pick all five or something like that. I mean, it's what you want. It's what you do to win, I guess. But that's why, unless I can convince myself to pour money into one of these things and have a lot of entries myself, just doesn't feel right to me, then I tend to avoid it. I do play in Joe Ostrowski's, that I will tell you. That's a bigger one, and I guess the allure of a possible huge payout is enough. So you've got, let's do some more here. Those are the five. Who's my pick going to be of those five? Philadelphia minus -7, doubt it. Definitely not Washington. I'm not going to give 6 with Washington against the Giants. I don't know. Maybe I'm trying too hard there. Not comfortable with Washington off of that one amazing, unforeseen year. As, I mean, it's not that big a spread, but as like a safe bet as a favorite going into 2025. I'm not comfortable there. We'll see what happens with Terry McLaurin, but I'm not feeling that confident in Washington. And the Giants, the one thing people keep saying about, well, they keep saying a lot of things about the Giants, and many of them are mean. But one thing you do hear about them, it used to be that the Jets got this. I'm sure I said it a lot 2-3 years ago with the Jets. Oh, but there's a lot of talent. The Jets had the offensive and defensive rookies of the year on their roster, and they had Breece Hall, who might have won had he not gotten hurt, right? Was it Garrett Wilson and then Sauce Gardner? So the Jets got that compliment. The Giants get that compliment now, especially on defense. How, like when they came to play the Bills, Abdul Carter and three or four other guys, like the Giants have playmakers on defense, and maybe could be, their schedule is brutal, but otherwise maybe could be an interesting fantasy defense pick. I mean, probably not being picked hardly ever, and the schedule is part of that. You don't want to, in my opinion, a lot of people do it this way with defenses. You want to, you know, maybe pick a different one each week, streaming they call it. And so you're not really thinking so much about the whole season. You're looking at week one. Arizona is a team that gets drafted in fantasy for defense because they play the Saints in week one. That's, we had that one, 6-42. So 24-18 implied total for their opponent. You might like Arizona as a fantasy option. So anyway, the Giants have that. I wonder if offensively with Malik Nabers, running game is the running game. Is Wilson competent enough? Is there enough left where he can keep them in games and even beat people? And I don't know. Like, again, they have it really tough. It's almost cruel because the Giants have been so bad. And now you've got, you know, Dable and maybe Joe Shane are up against it this year. But, I mean, listen to this. At Washington, at Dallas, Kansas City, Chargers, Saints. Okay, there's a game where they might be favored. Eagles at Denver. Eagles again. San Francisco, who I think probably will be good. Bounce back year, super easy schedule, cake schedule. At the Bears, Green Bay, at Detroit. I mean, this is 12 games in, and the Giants have one game where they look like even or better than their opponent. You could say the Bears, I guess, but I wouldn't. You've got at New England after that, Washington again, Minnesota, at Vegas, and then Dallas. I mean, that is a brutal schedule for a team that's been so bad. Where's my last place schedule benefit? The Giants are wondering. So, Survivor, I'll get to an answer. I'm trying to make it on the fly here. Don't feel like I want to go Philadelphia. Definitely want to avoid Washington. Cincinnati at Cleveland, maybe. Arizona at New Orleans, maybe. And then the fifth one was Tennessee, Denver. Those all make a lot more sense to me. The Bengals, everybody kind of knows about how they've had slow starts. And I feel like that's probably baked into that spread. So maybe the Bengals, and then also the Cardinals, who are the Cardinals to give 6 on the road in week one. But a glaring siren about how bad the market thinks the Saints will be. This is Mike Schoep. I'll be right back. Thanks for listening to WGR.